the United States into the business of ignoring or actively attacking climate science for the next 4 years.
See how that those goes. Are your choices.
See how that goes.
Yeah, how that rolls.
I don't know. My ice cream is melting.
There are some things that are self-correcting. I think with the sea level rise and increased hurricanes and all that sort of stuff, we're likely to be without Florida and Texas soon, but maybe not soon enough to save them.
One of the big good aspects of this, though, is that with less ice, what that means is that our days are changing because the Earth has less, the mass is different. And so the impact of, or the distribution of the mass is different, actually. So according to a study that is out in, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, related to what you're talking about with the ice, polar ice melt is changing the speed of the Earth's rotation and increasing the length of each day. So we all have more time to work.
How much more time? Oh, no, to work. You're right.
But it's a matter of milliseconds a day, not long periods of time. Over time, it will add up. Yeah, over time, it will add up. But in the general frame of your whole day, it's not making that big of a change. But what's going to be impacted are the GPS systems that our navigation and computing systems kind of rely on.
What about, are we going to need another leap day every once in a while?
Maybe. I mean, if the days, if things, day length changes enough,
This is because of the loss of ice and mass at the poles. Is this what this is saying?
Yeah. Yes. It's a change in the distribution of the mass.
It ends up, the Earth is not a circle. Or it's not a perfect sphere. It's like fat in the middle. And so
oblate spheroid. It's one of my favorite words.
The opposite of when you when somebody spins, but they're spinning like an ice skater spinning, they put their arms out, they slow down, right? Because but this is the opposite. This is like spinning but scrunching that. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to.
The length of the day is increasing, which means that the Earth is slowing down.
Okay.
So it would be moving from the top, the top and the bottom, it's going, the Earth is slowly putting the water toward the middle because it's going into more water vapor and more liquid water in the oceans.
It's arms out a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's exactly like that. Mm-hmm. Just a little, though. I mean, it's like as if our Earth had little teeny tiny tiny T-Rex arms. Ballerina T-X arms.
So I hate to be a party pooper. I have to do some training.
Don't be late for your very important date.
Training regimen today. So I gotta
as it's not the poop train.
Why am I going on that one too?
Chugga 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 chugga. Poop poo.
I'll see you guys chugga, next
chugga,
week.
Chugga chugga. Poop poo. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Miriam from La Luz.
Hi, I'm Shayna Cleveland from La Luz, and you're listening to my favorite station, KDVS Davis.
Hello, this is DJ Aura. You're listening to She Hates Everything on KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. I just want to give a disclaimer before we begin. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDBS, KDBS sponsors, or the University of California. With that, hello everybody, good morning. This is episode 5 of She Hates Everything, and today, she hates, quote-unquote, spicy Latinas. And so this episode dives into the quote-unquote spicy Latina stereotype we see in the media in our day-to-day life. I'm going to dissect where the stereotype comes from, why it's harmful to the community, to the Latino community specifically, and how forcing ourselves as Latinas into the stigma hurts us more than benefiting us. I have like a more like cohesive show today, but specifically I want to talk about this because I read an article from Women's Media Center, and it's called Too Hot to Handle: The Dangers of the Spicy Latina Stereotype. And I thought it was really interesting just because I've heard this stereotype all my life as a Latina myself. And okay, apparently it doesn't want to load, but I'm just going to talk about my own experiences. But as a Latina myself, you often hear this stereotype. Either Latinas are spicy or exotic or whatever. And it's a fantasy for a lot of white people, specifically white men. And they're the people who created this stereotype. Who would have thought? Wow, that's crazy. But you see this in, like, think about movies and TV shows where they have, like, a Hispanic woman starring in them. Usually, this Hispanic woman is kind of, like, a desire to the white protagonist. Whether she tries to, like, lure him in. She's usually, like, a villain, for example. But again, okay, yeah, this article does not want to load. This is like the whole reason why, and it doesn't want to load. Okay, whatever. But you hear this stereotype in media. One example is who is she? Hold on, what's her name? Gloria from Family Guy, not Family Guy. Modern Family. She's often like depicted as like angry all the time. Even though, and then they depict her, but very, I don't want to say this, but like sexual, but also angry all the time and not satisfied with anything. And the idea that like a lot of Hispanic women are the reason why they date older men is for the money. In her case, it's not, but that's like, that's a common trope as well. And, I remember the first time I experienced this, the first time I learned about the spicy Latina trope, and I remember I was like, I think I was like 14, and I remember on Instagram there was like a post where it was depicting on, like, the whole point of the post was like why like Mexico has more viewers in the news than in other news channels around the world, and they were just showing like different videos of women around the world, like news reporters around the world, just like how they usually give out the news. But the reason why there's so many viewers in Mexico is because when the woman turned around, she got a big old booty, and that's the reason why a lot of people watch Mexican news for that reason, even if they don't speak Spanish. Apparently, according to that post. I remember being like 14 years old and like reading this, and I was like, what's the joke? What's funny about this? Like, isn't it just like, it's just like, there's nothing funny about it. I remember thinking there's nothing funny about this. Like, I don't know what's hilarious about this, but again, the reason why I wanted to talk about this article is because they have like a really good point. Where stereotypes like the spicy Latina stereotype are proven to increase risks or rates of dating violence, victimization and acceptance, as well as sexual harassment. Yeah, bro, this is not working. I'm so upset. Okay, I'll find a different article. But again, this stereotype just further hurts our community. And there's a lot of women out there who are Hispanic or who are Latina who play into the stereotype. And this is like the saddest thing to see as a person. Like the other day I was scrolling on TikTok and there was this woman where she was like, I think like the whole point of like the trend is to like say, oh, my favorite animal is, and like say something like really like deep and like meaningful with this, because when usually people ask you what's your favorite animal, they're trying to get to know you. So this whole point of the trend is to like say something like no one would expect from you, right? So this woman who happened to be Latina, well, what she did was she was like, okay, my favorite animal is the time where I broke my boyfriend's wrist because he opened the door for another girl. And reading that, and then her caption, she was like, just Latina things. And it's just like, you're further playing into the stereotype that directly harms us. And just like, thankfully everyone else in the replies of that TikTok agreed with me. I saw it reposted on Twitter as well, and everyone else agreed with that. Like that overall, that just leaves a really bad message, and it depicts us against spreading the stereotype that Latinas are just basically abusive. And I don't feel like she should be joking about that as the person who originally posted that, because that's borderline domestic abuse that you're admitting to. She posted like a picture of her boyfriend's broken wrist as well. And if he wanted to, he could like go to court and get her sued. But when you heavily play into the stereotype of Latina women being like hot-headed and fiery and angry, it leaves a really like negative effect of our life. And it's just further, again, pushing that stereotype that that's all we are. We're just fiery. We're just wild and whatever. And it's just a really sad thing to see. And unfortunately, as a kid, when I was younger, I was like the opposite of the stereotype. I was really quiet. I was really shy. And when I came to college, I remember the first time a man told me this, that he thought I was like a spicy Latina or I was exotic. And it was a white man who told me this. And that left a really weird taste in my mouth. And then I came to the realization that's all some people are just going to see me as. And it's just, you know, it's disheartening to see. It's just, comparing women to a standard that shouldn't exist, and it's just frankly disgusting, in my opinion. Frankly disgusting that the fact that so many people, especially white people, compare white women or Latina women to this stereotype. And another reason, speaking of white women, another reason why this is so dangerous as a stereotype is because Latina women are usually seen as like the rebound when the male protagonist in movies wants something like spicy in his life because his boring white wife doesn't give that to him. And so what he does is go cheat on his wife with a Latina woman. And it's just, but then at the end of the day, he goes back to his little boring white wife, or he realizes that it's just like that kind of like stereotype is just psychologically and socially damaging, and it puts all Latina women into like a box, and it becomes an expectation that many non-Latinos like to enforce upon us. And usually if you're like, oh, I don't know what a spicy Latina is, like, I've never heard the stereotype. I think you have. It's usually like a woman who is Hispanic, usually Mexican, because that's all Hollywood knows in Latin America is Mexico. But she's usually like this like sultry, like sexual, fierce tempered, curvaceous and figure woman with like long dark hair, and she's always showcased in some kind of like animal print or red to symbolize her feisty nature. And it's just like, as soon as you like I see some show like this depict a woman like this, I immediately turn it off. That's why the longest time I never watched Modern Family, just because I knew that Gloria, who was a Colombian woman, fit this stereotype. And again, like so many of the white men around in the show, I think like Phil, for example, who is like married to her daughter, basically. He got like really like weird around her and everything. But again, like the most unsettling aspect of this like stereotype is her main plotline, usually in like media, always revolves around men and her being this like forbidden sexual fantasy for the leading white male, and as I mentioned before. But there's also like another narrative where there's like the white savior narrative, where she's like saved by the same leading like white protagonist. And again, it just reduces Latina women into this role of simply existing to be a sexual fantasy for white men. And being a young Latina, and as I mentioned before, my past experiences, this like, kind of stereotype, being a young Latina, just like realizing a lot of people only see me as like someone else's pleasure, it really enforces the mindset that my worth is only due to my appeal and prowess. And usually these characters as well, the spicy Latina characters, for example, Gloria, are their whole sole purpose is to be both comedic and visual, like kind of relief. And these characters are supposed to be like laughed after or desired. And it perfectly sums up what the Latina, spicy Latina trope entails. And it's a hypersexualized, degraded, or humiliated woman. And that's another reason why this stereotype is so harmful. It's just the point where Hispanic culture is reduced to a laughing stock, with certain accents and cultural practices being ridiculed, laughed at, or not taken seriously. For example, Gloria, if you haven't seen Modern Family, she has like a really thick Colombian accent. And because of this, a lot of people like make fun of this Colombian accent whenever she speaks in English. And it was to the point where they even have an episode about how it hurts her feelings that people make fun of her. And she wishes she could think as fast as she does in Spanish. Like, think as fast or speak as fast in English as she does in like Spanish. But she can't because Spanish or English is her second language. But another false, like, idea surrounding Hispanic women is that they are crazy and toxic and have major anger issues and are sexually promiscuous. Ask any Latina about the toxica stereotype and they're going to know what you're talking about. And again, it's just toxica translates to toxic. But toxica, yeah, it translates to toxic. And a lot of women refer to themselves as like La Toxica. And it's used in the Latino community when someone's speaking about, well, it first started off when people were talking about like their girlfriend or their wife or their significant other who was a woman. It used to refer as a female significant other who embodies traits that many people who get into relationships would consider toxic or generally unhealthy. And this has been depicted on traditional and social media as extremely jealous, short tempers, screaming fits, and controlling behavior. And even though like these characteristics are really generic and overplayed, the term itself it's just used as a casual nickname within the couple. And it's the same thing with, like, in my opinion, it's just, like, a name. That's where it should, period. It's, like a cute, funny nickname, right? I don't really care if you would want to refer to your, like, significant other as Toxic or Toxica, even if they're not and they're, like, a really kind person and that's just, like, a funny nickname you have for them. So be it. I don't really care. Same thing with, like, couples who call themselves Viejo or Vieja. And they're literally calling each other old person, old woman. And it's just like a funny name, right? But where I draw the line is when Hispanic women call themselves toxicas and are depicting toxic behaviors. And when they do this, they just like, oh, I'm just a toxica. Like, that's how I am. And it's just like, again, you're playing into that stereotype that further sets Latina women back and hurts us in the end of the day. But we're going to take a short break before I get heated again. But I'll be back within a minute or so. So, yeah. See you guys in a minute.
Here at KDBS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdbs.org.
Okay, thank you for seeing through that short message. But again, with the toxica stereotype, another character that comes to mind that has, like, this toxica stereotype is Maddie from Euphoria, for, like, a more, Gen Z, example. For example, Maddie from Euphoria, she is Hispanic, and she shows very toxic behaviors to not only herself, but to her boyfriend, to her friends, and again further puts the stereotype as all Hispanic women are just toxic, mean, promiscuous, angry, fiery. And again, if you using this term to depict yourself as this and just like blaming on all of your problems on just being like, well, I'm just a toxica, that's how I am, further again sets us back as the Latina community, and it's just like really. But another reason why I hate this, like, these stereotypes is just like they're so annoying to deal with, especially from creators that are not Latina, like white women calling themselves toxicas. And whenever a non-Hispanic woman uses this term of like being toxica or whatever, profiting financially from the overly sexualized and aggressive stereotypes that society has unfairly placed on Latinas. And apparently from this article that I'm reading, there's this white woman who has over 3 million followers profiting from this like stereotype. And she has been actively deleting comments that Latinas have been leaving her, explaining to her why these videos are harmful, and blocking the accounts that are calling her out. And again, it's just not only are you pushing this stereotype doesn't even relate to you, you're a white woman, and you're financially benefiting from a stereotype that degrades Hispanic women. But a lot of people, despite this, a lot of people will sit here after me telling you all this, a lot of people will sit here and say that these harmful stereotypes are just nothing more than a trend for a lot of people online. And, you know, as unserious social media is using a group of people's trauma responses as a way to be cute and quirky, or like a fun little post, just tweets being more disconnected and ignorant than anything. And, you know, as a Latina and a girl being lovingly referred to as someone's son toxica, I think there needs to be more discussion about the way we are perceived by society and even within our communities and families. You can be Latina and not be una toxica, and you can be anything but Latina and still embody these characteristics. Of course, you can still be a white woman and be toxic. You can still be any race and still be toxic. But simply, our spicy existence should not be for anyone's profit or laughs, in my opinion. And this article, they make the point as well that, like, well, it's okay if we do it within the Hispanic community. Even in the Hispanic community, period, I don't think we should be using it. Because, again, it just hits us back as a community. And just, overall, just leaves women just being this idea that all we are is just this just idea that we're all just what's it called? I'm losing my train of thought. No. That we are just a fantasy. In reality, we're human beings. We are not just a statement for pleasure or what have you. We are human beings with human emotions, and I think a lot of people tend to forget that when they are talking with Latina women. But with that, we're gonna end with our hater song. This is the Haters Anthem by Infinity Song. Actually, no, I'm gonna play this a little later because it's like a 2-minute song, but thank you for tuning in today. Next episode, we'll probably talk about Melanie Martinez and, like, the whole thing that's going on with her. I wanted to do it this episode, but I wanted to wait until, like, more truth was out, and now more truth is out, and now I want to talk about it more. So, next episode, probably we'll be referring to Melanie Martinez. But with that, this is Haters Anthem by Infinity Song. I hope you guys enjoy. Peace.
To be a hater, something so sweet about thinking that I'm better. Just to wake up every morning, lay in bed, and somehow never ever rise to the occasion or even hold.